Okay, Parshas Kisetze. Kisetze l'machoma al yivecha. I just for the benefit of the recorder, I know we said it last week, but we'll re-mention it because the recorder missed it last week, that we said last week that in Parsha Shoftim it says that the four people who have to go back from the war, and the last one is someone who's scared, and we said that one of the opinions are that they are scared from their Averis, and the question was, don't you want that guy on the front lines? And the answer was that since he's not listening to Hashem, who said that the segula to win the war is to believe in him, even if he only says has two mitzvahs of Shema Yisrael a day, still he'll be saved because he believes in Hashem. And this guy is worried about his averus. He's not believing in Hashem currently. That was the part we said b'kitzer, and therefore he has to be sent home because he taka won't be saved. That Vart really actually segues into this week's parasha. He says, when you go to war, a proper Yiddish war on your enemies, it's a statement. They will be given into your hands. I can get too much into to be politically incorrect or whatever, but saying the state of Israel is always at arms, wondering why God's with them, not with them. When you fight a war that you're supposed to be fighting, Medin Torah, the Mechamis Mitzvah, other Mechamis, you will win. That's why by Ai, the second war that they fought, going into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, he was always mentioned. It was as if billions of people died, right? It says 36 people died. Really, it's Yair who is like half of Sanhedrin. Whoa, it's a big deal. One guy died. I got Adar, I understand, but one guy died. That's pretty good. Two wars and only one guy died in the second war. No one's supposed to die if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. What? Why did he die? Because of the Avera Achan, and Hashem really wanted to kill more people, and he was nice to Klal Yisrael. And what's called the IY.Yair, that I remember. Achan's a guy who was over the Cherem. Guilt. No one was supposed to take anything from Yerichai, as being the first city, it was supposed to remain untouched as like a Zecher. And Achan took three things, five, I forget exactly. And there was a Cherem, and it was Chai Misa. So it was a Kitrug on all Kaisa, because it could be they knew or whatever. And
he died.
What?
He died?
They ended up killing him, yeah. Yeah. Yeshua had to figure out Hashem, a whole thing. It was a whole thing. So that's the matziv with a melchama. Now, to bring out further what a melchama is, and then that really brings out the pella of Yifas Tayr, is there's a, we know that unfortunately in Europe we had to deal with the Haskalah and those who took Yiddish as a rich language and totally not from, and it was a big industry and business for such things. But so there was a Yiddish play that was Goyish, right? Completely secular. They happened ever. And they were making fun of the Yidden. They were showing what a war would look like if it would happen, a Melchamas Mitzvah, what it would look like if it happened today. So they're going through the process. This guy goes home. This guy goes home. You see all the big, strong guys getting sent back. And basically, who we have left, I'm not recalling who they portrayed. Obviously, it wasn't the actual people. They portrayed as the Shagas Aryeh and Kveger, I don't remember exactly. Bekitzer, two Altakranka mentioned Mamish, they shows them other people who, the furthest thing you would think of who were sending into war. And obviously everyone laughed or whatever, us, the Goyim, Shabbat, whatever. And then it's got around town, it's got around to the Yidden. They went to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, heard about it, and he said, they're laughing, but Lamaisa, that's the way it was. And those are the people who won. Those are the people who won the war for you. Hashem can do anything. Before Klal Yisrael sent the Meraglim, what's it called? Chazal say that by the time they would have just walked into Eretz Yisrael doing nothing, and all the Goyim would have been killed, died, whatever it is. Sent Meraglim good, then had to go with a certain tactic of war, and they did have to fight a shtickle. But it'll be Nesonai Hashem Akecha Yadecha. To bring out is that what's it called? You have Azad Tzadikim, and for them the Torah is giving a parsha of Yifas Tayar. For them, the parsha is giving the parsha of that if you see a beautiful lady, then you take her back, and all the halachas, megayer her, not megayer her, first bia, second bia, do you send her away, cut, don't cut, different pshatim and all these things. But the point is, mamish, that's what you have, Ruchaim Salvation, the Shagas Aryeh, it's on those people the Chazal is saying, in other words, wow. these people that Agav shows that, right, everyone has a Yitzhar, even the greatest of Watsukon. It's obviously different Yitzhara, but as far as strong, the greater you are, the greater the Yitzhara. And that is the parsha of Yifas Tayr. Before we go more into it a little bit, maybe, but to mention also Midarach Musa, that the Chafetz Chaim says, Ki Seitz Al Mechama, when you go to war, what is the war, right? I think, who's Lashon? Ksiyos Hashar, Nach Sadikim, I don't remember who exactly, that the biggest war you're going to fight in this world is against the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, when you go to war against Awa Yevecha, when you go to war properly, look at it as a mechama, right? I think they say stories with other Alti Yidin, the Chafetz Chaim, whatever. Mamash used to get up with a stick and fight in the morning. And, oh, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you up, whatever. Let's go. Don't try to tell me what to do. The Chafetz Chaim says this story, heard about this story, whatever. And what's called, you have to mizarz yourself against him. It's emes al mechama. He's older in years and only gets wiser and wiser as they go.
When he was in his 90.
What?
The Chafetz Chaim within 90, you would wake up on a cold morning, on any given cold morning, and the sufferer would come to him and say, why don't you sleep a little longer, you're old already. And he said to the HR, well, you're up old already.
Right. Yes, the Yetzer Hara is very, very old, yet he's extremely wise, and we have to be mizarz ourselves against him. And if we do, it'll be Nesanai Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha. Okay. An interesting diuk is that it says, Unesanai Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha, and you win, and then you fast Tayar. So, Shtelzach the diuk, that seemingly, first of all, that it doesn't apply if you're in the middle of the war, and also, what if you lose? It sounds like it doesn't apply. The Meshech Chachma is Taka Medayik, that it's only once you win, then these halachas apply of you fight, of you, of, what?
He loses, you like depressed.
I hear. But Bekitzer, he explains why, what's shot. He says, because if you take her either in the middle of war when you're not sure if you're going to, or when you tackle lose, so what's going to happen? We know that if you lost, then what's happening on the other side? You lost, and therefore they also have prisoners of war, right? So what are you going to do to get them back? Of course, for what's called, right? For 10 years, for what's called, right? A billion Arabs for 1 year, or whatever. But Bekitzer, Al Kapanim, you're gonna give this lady back, and you can't because you were just Megayer her. Good, there are halachas when you let her go or whatever if she doesn't want, but we can't be the one sending her back. So therefore, says Meshech Chachma, it's machlokes. Like, it could be after the 30 days she has to, after the 30 days, right, she has to reaccept it again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not.
I'm inside the temporary one, neat things.
I'm saying, how do you know when the war's going to end, right? Let's say the war ends after day three, and they have Yidden who are captured. You need to get them back. Oh, so here's the easy way to get them back. No, give us her. We'll give you your friends back. You're going to have to give her back, but you can't. You were just, you can't be coming from you. Let it come from her. That
she doesn't want to. Nefesh,
she's a Yid. You don't give
she,
up a lot.
Wait, when does she become a Yid? After the 30 days?
It could be right away. Could be you have to guide her
or
right
maybe
away.
Maybe she's quasi.
It's definitely a full year. The question just is, it's a shack that'll fall back.
Then, if she's a year?
Yeah, definitely. Just there is this ability that if she doesn't want it, she doesn't want it. Yeah. Okay.
If within the 30 days he decided he doesn't want her anymore, then he sets her free and she's not a yet, right?
Right, but that's of her own volition. We can't say go back so we can get our friends.
Meaning that the guy who captured her has to decide that the Pikuch Nefesh is worth more and then send her back.
But obviously we can't do that because she's also a Yid.
But she's not a Yid if he sets her.
If she doesn't want.
Oh, she doesn't want to leave?
No,
it really has to do with her. But yes, it says why Malik Chafatz, but she left the national office for Gamakas with Samer Ba. But it's more saying what's called. As far as her going back to a guy, that's only what's it called. That's only her volition. Yeah, you're right. You're correct. It says he doesn't want her to censor, but that doesn't mean that what's it called. It doesn't mean.
She doesn't
want to
be
Magad. Exactly. If she wants to be a Yid, it's fine. So good. Don't stay with her or whatever.
She
but
converted against her will if after 30 days he keeps her?
No, if after 30 days she doesn't want to stay, she leaves.
Oh.
That's what we're saying. But let's say she wants to be.
She's not a Yid.
She is. Perfect. If what? If
she doesn't want to stay.
No, she would go. But it's that's also a huge machlokes, because I could be, I think the Ramban says it could be that it, like the whole, she was a full Yid, but it could fall off. Okay, fine. Very nice. Agav, interesting. The Panech Raza Taichas, you would think Yifas Tayar means, you know, beautiful. Panech Raza says very interesting. It's a big Yisoid for life, whether for the pleasures of the world of women, money, food, dieting. He says, Panech Raza says, Pitui Shel HaTayar. In other words, not that, not beautiful. It makes you think it's beautiful. Mashma afilu kir. She's bad, some disgusting. But you happen to be, you're in the middle of war, you're not thinking whatever, this lady, and all you can think about is this lady, all of a sudden, then that's the mitzvah. I think for us, we could take that out to all the points of life that we have to be very careful. Like we said before, what the Yetzer Hara blows up and looks like, wow. So, right, what does it say, Lasa Lavei? The tzaddikim are going to look at the Yetzer Hara. They're going to see, present in front of them, wow, such a huge mountain. How do we scale that? And the Rishayim, they're going to see a teeny string, a teeny worm, and they're going to say, we couldn't beat that up. And that's basically this. Like a key, it turns out a disgusting thing. And they couldn't, what's it called? Okay. And he got himself into this mess. The famous Lashon is Loi Tibra Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara. The what's called that? The Torah did not speak only against the Yetzer Hara, which is basically an inverse of saying the Torah spoke against the Yetzer Hara, that since it thought, the Torah thought you would do it anyway, so it gave it to you as a mitzvah. Okay, very nice, all the pshatim in that. But why say Loi Dibra? Say Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzer Hara. So Reb Chatzkel Abramsky says that I'm sorry, that wasn't on this. We'll say what the Chanukas HaTorah, the Rebbe Peschel, answers that the Gemara in Yevamah Ayin Ches says that Rav had a wife who would constantly pain him, insult him, many, many different things. And still he used to send the Talmid to buy her present, to buy presents for her. In other words, from him. You know, it's a shliach, get me the present, I'm giving her. Ask Rav, I mean, call Kach, whatever. It's enough thing to throw her out of the house. Giving her presents? He said, what do you mean? The tachas of a woman is to raise kids, raise good kids, and to save from chet. She's doing them. I owe her thanks. I'll give her presents. Said the Chanukah Satira. This lady we know, Chazal say, that why are these three parshas next to each other? In other words, the little parshas in this parsha. Why do you have Yifas Tayar, and then the parsha of Bechor with the Ben Hasnua, and then the Ben Sayer Umayra, Chazal say, because it's going to come, you're going to take her, you're going to hate her, and her son's going to end up becoming a Ben Sayer Umayra. So therefore, she's not raising a good kid. So therefore, Loi Dibra Tayar here, Yifas Tayar, you're not going to end up with the chelik of her helping you raise good kids. You're only going to end up, that's the Loi Dibra Elo, you're only going to end up with her saving you from chet, from the Yetzer Hara. So that's why, again, the question was, why doesn't it say, as a positive, Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzer Hara, isn't that all we're concerned about? So he's saying a nice chiddush, that no, there's another reason to take a wife, also to raise good kids. So this won't help for that, because Chazal say that it will end up being a Ben Sayer Umayra. So
raising kids and they kill you?
No. You see from Rav, that what's good, you said of how to be able to look for the good in a person. So I think you see from Rav. Let's go. Just once we mention Chasko Ramsky's name, we'll say what he said that it's only over here that you find such a loss on Loi Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzer Hara. Mashma, everywhere else in life, all the other challenges, whatever, but Negei Mitzvahs, other things that might come up, you're able to fight them. Here, you wouldn't have been able to, and that's why the Torah gave it to you as a mitzvah.
I don't.
He says the lashon I have written down is that the rest of life will all come up. You'll be able to. Here, you couldn't, so the Torah had to give you, made it into a mitzvah. You should feel confident and empowered by this. You see this over here. So maybe there are a lot of things. What am I supposed to do? How am I going to fight it? No. You're going to win. Don't worry about it. By Bereishis, Hashem says that I won't. What's called Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Ra Min Uruv. I think after the Mabul, he says I'll be nice. I'm not going to destroy anyone anymore. Parshas Noach rather. That is Elamai. So he has a Yetzer Hara, and therefore what's called. So yeah.
Didn't Hashem definitely already bring Rachman Hashem already created the world with Din and Rachman.
So okay. Yeah.
What more Rachman is there after the Mabul?
So get the parshas. Anyways, what's it called? The one last thing on the subject is that I could guess that the context was probably that they were not asking nicely. They were probably asking not in a nice way. I'm guessing it was the Israelis trying to get women into the army, and all of them were against them. So Rabbi Pesach Frank, who sat on the Besdin of the people who the Israelis had control of, I'm guessing it was them who must have asked him, oh, why talk or not? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? So he said, you see that, like we said before from the story, that only the tzaddikei tzaddikim were left in the Muhammad. And even so, the Torah is worried about them, so it gave them parshas Shifas Torah. Kol Shekein v'Chol Shekein, that anyone lower than a tzaddik, and Zichar a lady, obviously not for that taiva, but for anything else that might come up, we'd be very worried. We keep her out of it. What's it called? It's a very dangerous thing. Not only that, what's it called? Do you know that there are other heterim? What's it called? Kadl d'chaziri. That if they come in and they're, I don't know, it's a machlekes whether they have to be starving or not. I think Rambam and Ramban. But what's it called? If there's nothing around, then they eat treif while they're in the middle of a war. I forget what the explanation is of the Torah about why they're allowed to. But if they got yishapats or whatever and different things, there are many, many things that go on for these people to fight this war. It's a very interesting thing. And we're dealing with the Shagas Aryeh and Ruchaim Salvechik over here that would have been the ones in that Machal. And that, so good. There are a terim for them. But a Russia camp wouldn't belong. A Russia probably wouldn't know what to do with them. So he'd be flying on. Probably just, okay, forget about the war and do all these Surim or whatever. You know, you have to be a focused person. So that's why he said a reason why the ladies were not in Mohama. Okay. Fine. Okay. All right. We'll say this. So they say that it is usher to believe that the Goyim said the following. That the Vilna Goyim said the following. The question is as follows. The second little parsha says that when a person has two wives, one he loves, one he hates, and the one he hates has a bechor first. So when he dies, so obviously, well, the pasuk says it, the one who he hates, since he was born first, he gets it, even though his other wife has another kid, second who he loves, even though that was her first, no, it goes by the first of him. What's the havamino? I mean, you need the Torah to speak that out? What's the Torah coming to tell me?
That would take it away from the person
that owns it. Good. Yes. It could work. But really, when you're dealing with a tzaddik, a good tzaddik, this wouldn't happen too fine. But you're dealing with a tzaddik. You really need to speak out. I mean, it says the parsha of Bukhar. The Bukhar is Bukhar. Don't try to play games.
I was.
So, what? There are those who say that the Vilna Gaon said, no, you would have a hava mina. That with that like this, yeah, Geshmak Chapa the Gain. You marry the Sinua, and she becomes expecting. Then you marry another lady a week later, 2 weeks later, and she becomes expecting. And the lady who you love, who you married second, has a baby after 7 months. Right? We know the Gemara always handles with 7 months and 9 months. Those are the denominations of the Gemara. How the Shems is today, I'm not getting into now. Anyways, so right? What? No, in the middle of the seventh. Shmuel was born 6 months and a day, and that's considered the seventh or something like that. Yeah, I think that's the answer to that. But anyways,
7 months now is dangerous.
Anyways, what?
7th or 8th month is dangerous.
7th or 8th.
It's dangerous.
Seventh. Why? By the Gemara?
No, nowadays.
No. So anyways. So if the second one, the second one is going to have the baby after 7 months, which will be, let's say, right, 7 months later, Masha Enkin, exactly, it'll beat the first one, and Masha Enkin, the first one will be born after 9 months, let's say 8 months after the second one became pregnant, but, so the second one had the kid first. So you would think that since the first hated pregnancy started first,
that it should go to the first.
That's why it should. I'm sorry. Forget. So you would think it goes by the Leda, the loving marriage that was born after seven, since it was born first. Chronologically, since it was born first chronologically, you would think that it should be the Bukhar. Zuck the Gain, apparently, Kamash Malah, that since the Sinua became pregnant first, that's the most important. Yeah, Naftocha, you hear the Cheshbon? Yeah. The second one is born first, but since the first one became pregnant first, Zuck the Gain, So you that's why Kamash on the Pasuk, that it goes by when the pregnancy started, not by the actual birth.
Does it? Because I birthed.
How do you know?
Because if...
Bring me a ride from the Torah.
Bring me a ride from the Torah. What's it called? By
exactly. Excellent. No, forget. No, not Dina Yosef.
It's two people Yosef, born at the same time.
No. No, that's not referring to.
Reuven? Well, something to do with Rachel and
twins?
Leah.
Give me twins. No.
Twins. Yaakov and Esav.
Yaakov and Esav. And who is the Klar Bachar?
Esav.
So you see that it goes by Leda, even though Rashi Tain is that if you work it out by Chazal, it works out that Yaakov was the first pregnancy, but Esav Lamaisa came out first, and he's the Emesav Bachar. So this is Mavorish, not like the Gain. Azefrek Tasach Asachach Reinim can't be that the Gain said this. That's what
why
they say.
Why can't it be like the Gain said this?
What?
Why can't...
Because Yaakov and Esav is Mavor, not like that.
But maybe they were both at the same time. They came into the world at the same time.
Okay, so that's a huge machlokes for Parshas Tosfos. Won't get into that.
Rabbi, what's it? Rabbi.
No, definitely didn't come into the world at the same time. Shailas, maybe the pregnancy is from the same thing. Davison.
But I remember it sounded like a very chassidish. It was a long time ago. I don't remember it, but he said that very chassidish was Dina, and Dina is like, but Rachel Darwin, and that they changed. They started pregnancy then, and they changed.
Yeah, for sure. Tefila, exactly. Yeah. Second, this you got? Yeah, you got the kasha on the gun?
Yeah.
Oh,
so right. It's a half.
So there's a possible.
So right.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's a machlokes you said. So it's
a machlokes. They say that the can't be the Hamak Darwin. They said the Achrayim said the gun couldn't have said this. Can't be that the guy said that it goes Basu Yitzira because it's clear from Yaakov Esav Leda.
And we agree that the second a baby becomes pregnant, then there's life.
For sure, we're not getting into that. We're getting into who's Bechar. Yes, we're getting into who's Bechar. We're getting into who's Bechar.
What's that guy's name?
Chazal have the Metzias. Oh no, what do you mean? Fine, no. So don't say it was 2 days later, a month later.
It's very close. It's very close.
It's going to be impossible to tell most of the time.
Why?
No, whoever's been born first.
No, what do you mean? Why not?
They have
pregnancy
test. Oh, there's no signs of after 3 months.
Okay, so good. So good. Chazal say no mice, it wasn't hooked.
They're showing.
Chazal's, no, it's after not hooked over.
After the third trimester?
Yeah, well, that could be. That could
wait,
be.
Sure,
because, no, because Chazal say it's hooker over after 3 months, and in those days they literally look like clockwork. So that's maybe what it is. That maybe the second one starts showing first before the first one. It's not like today that everyone's a whole bunch of those, women look like clockwork in those days. So either somehow women knew at the beginning, which probably seems like they did it.
In this case, would the second son be before if the father gave the first wife something that killed the child before the first 3 months? Yeah.
One second. We're skipping abortion. No, I don't. Let's continue. Yeah. So, how are you going to save the gun? So, there's a possibility. Assuming the gun said this, that Reb Shlomo Kluger says, and he's chayzer from it. That means it's not true, but at least you can maybe use his idea. He wants to say as follows. What?
Did he say it and he tracked it in?
Now listen. Yeah, he had he wasn't working with his gun. He said it, you saw it, Stamazai. He pulled out of it, but maybe, what's going
on? So maybe the gun said.
Herzu. Reb Shlomo Kluger said, as like, that Be'etzim twins change inside. In other words, Be'etzim, even though, it could be Yischezer because of Rashi, but Rashi in Toldo says that just like, what's it called, if you have a tube, you put in the first rock A and then rock B is obviously going to come out first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So that's what Rashi tells us is Mazbe, that even though Yaakov was the first, what's it called? Even though he's the first Tipa, but Lamaisa Esav was the first, good. Shlomo Kluger says, Seken Zayin, that maybe by twins, really what happens is that somehow the DNA, makeup, whatever, that the first kid that actually is the first pregnancy inside flips at some point, and he ends up being the first one that goes out. That's what he says. Maybe it's true. Lamaisi pulls out of it. I'll go pun him. Maybe you could. So he was trying to say maybe that's why Yaakov Emes was the Bechar. But it didn't switch there. Normally it should. That's what's Yaakov's chus taina? Be'etzim I was first. Who cares? But Lamaisi Esav came out first. Maybe part of Yaakov's chus taina was that because punk by us it didn't switch. But generally, it always switches, which shows that the first one in is always the first. Punctir, we happen to, for some reason, not have switched. Maybe you didn't let me get past you.
Api alacha, we don't hold like that.
Api alacha is whoever comes out first. We're trying to say, though, Rav Shlomo Kluger is trying to say that the first one out will be the original pregnancy.
But if that's usually true, it still shouldn't matter. It's the first one out. We're starting with
the first. I know. But what's Yaakov? Why does Yaakov have any merit to argue that he's the Bechor?
No,
because generally the first one in for the pregnancy is the first one out. Punctured. See, happens with that. But Akapanim, maybe you could say that Akapanim, from there you see, like the Gain, that from there you see that the Iker is the Yitzira. Punct. How do you know? In other words, let's assume Rav Shlomo Kluger was right.
Crazy question
after. One second. How would you know? How would you know who was first? How do you know who was the first pregnancy?
Thank you.
According to Rav Shlomo Kluger's Havamina, not by two women, by one lady. How would you know who's first? Whoever came out first.
Right.
Because it flips, he said, right? So that means that you're...
It's just trying to show us.
He says it doesn't happen. He says it doesn't necessarily happen. He pulls it out of it. But he had a tzad to say maybe such a thing is true.
No idea.
So therefore, that shows you that Be'etzem, the main thing is the Yitzira. Just the way to know it is by who comes out first.
Oh, I have no idea.
Right?
Okay.
So if the Iker is the creation, is the pregnancy, so then therefore that would be shot in the Gain over here. That the Gain said that the Iker is the Yitzira, and you don't have a kash from Yaakov and Esav, because Yaakov and Esav, Taka, Yaakov was supposed to be Yitzira. Punk, Esav came out first later, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. Okay, good. Fine. Yeah, wait. After. Yeah. After. Okay.
Ben Soira Umaira.
Yeah. So the big kasha is that Rashi says that why do you kill him? Because Yomazakava Yomazchayev, he's gonna eventually go what's called go murder people and other things. Memela, you kill him now. Yomazakava Yomazchayev. The big kasha is from Yishmael. Ay, Naftolcha. What happened by Yishmael?
He flipped.
What do you I don't know.
How do anybody
know
who
flipped?
What's
made to flip? He flipped into the tzaddik.
Oh, that's
right. 6 months
in
a day.
No, flipped into tzaddik, Rebbe. That was called, what happened? What happened? That he was sitting there about to die, and the Malachim said, but Hashem said, Lamaisa Basher Husham. Lamaisa isn't, Lamaisa, that's only later he's going to do bad. Not now. So therefore, we don't judge. So what's going on? Yishmael, you see, we look at the now. Ben Sarah Myra, you see, we look at the later, and therefore kill him now. So Yom Zagra, Yom Zayv. Yes.
One second.
Maybe he's stuck.
I remember.
Very good. So Rabbi Yerucham said.
It was a year ago.
Rabbi Yerucham said as follows. He said that you see, or Mashkiach Rabbi Yerucham from the Mir in Europe, you see how important it is that which the Sharoshim, the roots, something's rooted in, how much it takes root. In other words, Yishmael didn't do anything bad. Good. I saw Mefarshim asking because I saw another Mefarsh say this, that he did do bad mitzachim, but you have to say it was more on Haga. He wasn't actually doing Averis. Or maybe either Gila Reisha, because maybe it wasn't a way of life for him. Maybe it was a one-time thing. Whatever it is, the Moshe's Canaan brings this down. But so therefore, he didn't, yes, he's going to do bad things, but right now, he's a good person. He's a good person. And therefore, he will be, but right now, or maybe he was a shtickle vildari, but it's not Varus yet. Therefore, you look at the now. Masha'en came by, the what's it called? This guy's already stealing. This guy already possibly is cursing his parents. There's a possible Mashmai's mother ashamed about why he gets skila. Won't get into that now. I'll come upon him. He's doing big Averis already. So therefore, even if they're just roots, what does it say in Parashat Tzom Vayelech? It says, Sher Parashat Valano. Beware of the roots that'll take root of and grow big, bad, bitter plants, how they'll destroy Klai. So that's why we get this guy out now. So therefore, we take him out now. So it's Farana, Grace Azach for El Yom Naraim from here. That what? What? Gone of time, yeah. Wow. What? Who says 12? He stole this from his parents? No, I'm not saying they stole this from his parents. He stole from other places.
After he stole from his parents and they had no money left, so he went to
Good, exactly. Yeah, no, it's Mahal and their mom, and exactly. Yeah, good. Yeah. And then he goes to steal in other places. So it's what's called? You see a very big thing here. What do you see? You see that you're not judged on what you're going to do eventually, as long as you're good now, right? There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that brings us down, this Gemara, onto Zion Ralph, and Rabbeinu Hananel there brings down a Yerushalmi that is a life savior. Yushalmi says, that time, even though the up ahead might not look good, the right now is good. Zok the Yushalmi, Ribshu ben Levi Omer, my high crow. He said, look at this pasuk. It says, in Yoiv, Imzach v'yosher ha'yisa engsiv kan. It doesn't say if you were clean and pure. Ella, it says in Eiv Imzach v'yosher ata, if you are pure, which means adds in Rabbi Yochanan the word achshav. Says Rabbi Rucham, Gavad Gazach. The Yerushalmi says we don't look at the past. Imzach v'yosher hayisa leinemar. It doesn't say let's look through life to see if you were good. It doesn't, and what's rather atan? The ata is just the you. It's not an ata with an ayin. It's ata you. But the achshav, zok to meir chanal. It's being mashma. We just look at the now. The Bavli is telling you we don't look ahead. We don't look ahead where it's going to be bad. If right now, it's still very hard. That's why we need a whole el gam narayim rashan yom kippur neila. But if right now, we could go ahead and push out the whole year and say, Hashem, I know I've done bad things. I've had the Yitzhahara. I might have not fought the Muhammad correctly. Who knows what's going to be after Yom Kippur. I might fall back down the ladder. But for right now, I'm going to concentrate just on you. I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to be better for your business. L'man chalikim chayim, we say. For you, I'm going to try to do Torah. I'm going to try to do mitzvahs. The right now, that's what we want. If you do that, is that amazing? So it's very, very hard. You have to make sure you're right. When you're right, it's not just Yom Kippur. It's this time of year.
What does
Achshav? Yes, Achshav means the now. But when's the now? Now is by the judgment. So when's the judgment? What? Rosh Hashanah.
Because you know,
right?
No.
Elul, you have a chance to do the whole thing. That's Gvald Gazach that comes out of Reb Yerucham. Okay, what's it called? What comes out of? Yeah. What comes out of Lysach Shur Chamar Yachtav? Why not? Why can't you plow?
The whole world, but for the Tzarsmej Yom Kippur.
Why can't you plow with a Shur and a Chamar together? So the Chinuch says that you see from here that two people in partnership should not be together if they are not the same type of person. And I guess you know it's not really going to work. Then don't do it. That's what you see from here. So to building yeshivas or business. Panech Rosa says, oh, very good, because the chamar sees that the shor constantly has food because it's chewing its cud. And it feels bad. It's sitting with no food now. And therefore, that's what the Torah is trying to teach you from here, that don't do that. Baal Turim says it's to teach you that you should be mischaber with a good friend because the shor is tar and the chamar is tummy. And the Torah is saying, do not put it together.
No such thing as pluralism or
death. Yeah, okay. Well, when there's no food, and, you know.
It's like a credit card. As someone who's always paying things on time, and someone who's always paying back.
Right, right. So yeah.
Like this guy is always fall. Yeah. And the other guy is like always careful with his money.
The Rosh Kollel spoke out, gave a whole shiur on Shalach HaKan. We mentioned one thing. Kan Sipur Varachta Yomim. The Gaon points out that there are two mitzvahs where it says about Arichas Yom. Kibud Avaim and Shalach HaKan. The Gaon is Masrit to teach us that there. You think about this. This is really two ends of the spectrum. Kibud Avaim, polite, etiquette. Think about where you came from. Shalach HaKan, quote unquote, is like Achzarius, sending away the mother bird and away from a kid. Then she comes back. The Rosh Kollel spoke out. Some say for being married girls. See, it seems like it's two separate ends of the spectrum. You have one hand, be nice to your parents. On the other hand, what?
You're saying away, you shouldn't see.
See the pain, but when it comes back, it doesn't have kids. You're scaring the mother. Scaring the mother.
You have to hit the mother.
Maybe that would be even more painful. Maybe that would be even more painful. But what if it keeps flying back? You got to keep sending it away.
What if you keep it there? You don't send it away. You take it away with fun. What's more pain?
Good. That'll be the more pain. Good. True. But
if I can't, you're trying to build out. It's two opposites.
We're not saying it's the worst pain in the world. But as far as mitzvahs go, this is quote unquote has some pain in it.
But you're doing it. Why are you doing it? Again.
You can't do the mother in the church.
Rosh Kollel spoke out that it could be Tzarba, there might be Tzarba Chaim involved in that.
To do it?
Well, yeah.
I'm asking you.
But I think it's more Tzarba Chaim. It's fine, mask it. But you see, so it's a mitzvah azeh that involves epizvah, and there's Kibbutz Avayim, which is apparent. Says the Goyin. It's to teach you that mitzvahs don't go by our hergation. We do mitzvahs because Hashem said to. What's it called? I think there's a. They say this also. What's called? What's a beautiful color? So you might say a bunch of different things, right? Gold, maybe yellow, beautiful, right? Torah doesn't say that. For tefillin, Torah says black. For lulav, it should be nice and green. Esrig, it should be yellow.
Fair.
I'm just saying, if you were making it, what would you?
Fair because of the color.
So what do you mean? Gold is
there's all the fair.
Good.
It goes up.
It's yes. Same idea. Then okay. Notice what it says. That's why we do it. What it says. That's why we do it.
In the Vatican.
That's something else.
I can mention the Chayes, by the way. In the Vatican, there's a bowl.
Even though they're not black.
The size of like a swimming bowl. No, the size of like a bath. It's like worth like $16 million because it's extinct. I'm convinced the Chayes, by the way.
What is it? It's a bowl? What kind of bowl?
No, it's like a bath.
Massive.
No, they don't. The birds don't have
to. It's as big as the table.
$16 million.
The chicks.
$16 million.
It's solid gold.
It's made of
copper.
No, because it made sense of the way.
I don't know what it is.
You've never seen a picture of this?
I saw it live. I
sent it away.
In the Vatican.
Pick it up.
You went there?
Yeah.
They were cutting it. You went to the
Vatican. Oh, because not going to see. Anyways, I hear. Unless you have to send it away.
No,
I hear it. Here is
that.
Chapel, you can't go in. No, there's
Kobe.
No,
they
could
be. After
I find out. They don't like to take pictures?
No, they don't like pictures.
One last thing to end off with. What's called Morvo Basra says that Yoav fought a war against Edom. And he left alive. He killed all the Zecharim. And he came to David, and David said, why did you do this? Why didn't you kill them and give us also? So he said, what do you mean? It says, Timches Zachar Amalek. That's what Yoav said.
Zachor?
That's what Yoav said. Timches Zachar Amalek. It says, destroy the Zachar of Amalekim. So therefore, this is Edom. Say Edom Amalek. Amar Levo, Anan Zecher Karinan, Zecher, whichever one, Akon, not Zachar. So Amar Le, Anan Zachar crying. I was taught Zohar. What do you want me to do? The Rebbe Cheder, that's what he told me. Also, Shailil Rabbi, he's asked the Rebbe, hey, Chakrisen, how'd you teach it? Amar Le, Zohar, Taka, I taught it Zohar. Shokal, Safsir, Lamikdale, Bekitzer, they either wanted to kill him or he ended up killing him. And the Gemara says that you see from here, the Lamaisa, Kiva, what's called, it says on Amar Aleph, right before the story, Shabeshta, a mistake from when you're a kid. Even to all, once it goes in as a mistake, all it will remain like that. You think Yoav didn't hear Parsha Zachar? The end of this Parsha Kisei, so that's why we're talking about this. You think Yoav didn't hear Parsha Zachar? You think he didn't hear Kisei? You think he didn't hear this billions of that? But you know what? The Rebbe Cheder taught him. Forget that. The Rebbe Cheder taught him Zachar, which is obviously not one of the ones it's supposed to be. By mistake, but Lamaisa.
Oh, we taught him by mistake.
By mistake, yes.
The Rebbe admitted it.
But Lamaisa, he taught him Zachar, and he ended up messing up Halacha way later in life because of that, of what's called, of not fighting properly.
Well, that's pretty bad.
So Memela, what's called, you see how important it is for kids that what's called, that they should have a good cheder, a good Rebbe, good friends, good chinuch, Mezer Hashem, should go al derech hanochen, a good Shabbos.